And now the Toy of the Week podcast. This week, it's more than a toy. It's not quite a prop replica, and it's not just a piece of consumer electronics. It's the Doctor Who Sonic Screwdriver Remote Control from the Wand Company. We have this item in stock right now. It has a display stand, a dust cover, and, of course, a Sonic Screwdriver Remote Control. What's neat about it, at least what I think is neat about it, is there's some metal parts, there's some kind of soft parts, there's a light-up part, and it works like a prop replica. And it also has a separate mode that can control various consumer electronics. There's 39 programmable functions, and you can basically make it do whatever you want, because what you do is you take it, and you push a button, and it enters programming mode. And when you do that, you push your remote control up to it, and then like push whatever button you want the Sonic Screwdriver to learn, like the power button on your stereo, or the volume control on your TV, or even if you have an iMac, if you have a remote control with it, you can like have it skip to the next iTunes track, all with a remote. It'll learn it right away, and that's pretty cool. As far as a prop replica goes, it's a nice heavy item, and it reminds me kind of like the Star Wars Icons lightsaber replicas, you know, the ones that were on the little black stands, and they don't have a blade that comes out of them, that just look like a hilt. So it looks pretty good. And I'm going to go ahead and pause it and play some of the sound effects for you. That last one was the power down sound, but as you can tell, it's a pretty neat little gadget. Well, at least as you can hear, I hope, it's a pretty neat little gadget. It has a tip that lights up, there are some plastic bits, there are some metal bits, and it's fun to mess around with. If you just want something you can carry around with you around your house and just randomly, you know, poke your Sonic Screwdriver at the TV and turn it off, or change a channel, it's fun. And it's nice and heavy. The batteries, of course, make it heavier, so it feels like a real space-age kind of thing. You know, it's not like a cheap light plastic toy. It does look nice. I don't know if any of you guys are going to be doing any costuming this Christmas season. I guess we just missed Halloween. But it's a nifty item, and I think if you had it as part of a costume, you'd enjoy it as well. I admire the fact that they made something like a prop replica that can actually do something, because I've got a lot of really cool prop replicas that have passed through the office over the years. But, you know, when you get right down to it, some of them are just like, that looks nice. And, you know, that's it. You put it on a shelf, you admire it, and you go, ah. This one you can actually pick up as a display stand, and you can pop it off the display stand and then, you know, use it to channel surf. Or, I haven't been able to rig it up to work with my video game systems yet, but I'm still figuring that out if I can do it, because that would be kind of neat just to be able to wave this thing and have Mario jump around. But I haven't hooked up my Wii in about a year, so that's not happening. Not right now, anyway. But, yeah, so far I got to work with the various DVD players, TV, stereo, my iMac, and I should probably try some other stuff too to see what else works with it. But it works with things pretty easily. And as far as programmable remotes go, it's a lot easier, because if you have your existing remote, you can tell it what function you want to do things. And my dad was just telling me about a new universal remote he got, and I guess there's all these settings on there. So supposedly it was built in to have every remote function in there. It turned out it didn't quite work. So with this one, you know right off the bat, you just have to say, okay, when I push the remote towards something, I want it to turn the TV on. When I pull it away, I want it to turn up the volume. When I do this, I want it to do that. And you can tap it in various places, and that'll trigger a different functionality. And if you find the sound effects annoying when you're using it as a remote, there's a silent control mode as well. And it's really easy to toggle through. For a gadget with no screen or visible buttons, it's a lot easier to figure out than I would have guessed. But it still requires that you read the instructions. We have a video for it on our website. You can check it out. I made that too, so you can hear my delightful voice yet again. and it's there right now. And don't forget, you can order this item from Entertainment Earth right now. As of when I speak to you, it is in stock. Who knows what the future will hold? And we're offering a free shipping offer right now. Spend $99 and get free shipping. Since this item, as of today, is $99.99, it will ship to you for free. So be sure to check that out and see more exciting offers at sale.entertainmentearth.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter at EntEarth or on Facebook. Just search us out on Entertainment Earth. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Give this a shot. If you have a lot of electronic devices, I think you'll have a good time with it.